Moby Dick, or the Whale, by Herman Melville. Chapter 39. First Night Watch. Stubb, soulless, and mending a brace. clear my throat. I've been thinking over it ever since, and that... that's the final consequence. Why so? Because, alas, the wisest, easiest answer to all that's queer. And come what will, one comfort's always left. That unfailing comfort is, it's all predestinated. I heard not all his talk with Starbuck, but to my poor eye, Starbuck then looked something as I the other evening felt. Be sure the old mogul has fixed him too. I twigged it, knew it, had the gift, might readily have prophesied it, for when I clapped my eye upon his skull, I saw it. Well, Stubb? Why, Stubb, that's my title. Well, Stubb, what of it, Stubb? Here's a carcase. I know not all that may be coming, but be it what it will, I'll go to it a-laughing. Such a waggish leering as lurks in all your horribles. I feel funny. Fala! Ha ha ha! Ha ha! What's my juicy little pair at home doing now? Crying its eyes out? Giving a party to the last arrived harponiers? I dare say, gay as a frigate's pennant, and so am I. Fala! Lira! Skira! Ho ho ho! Ho ho! We'll drink tonight with hearts as light, to love as gay and fleeting, as bubbles that swim on the beaker's brim and break on the lips while meeting. A brave stave, that. Who calls? Mr. Starbuck? Aye, aye, sir. He's my superior. He has his two, if I'm not mistaken. Aye, aye, sir. Just through with this job a-coming. The end of chapter 39. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.